Good morning. Morning. Welcome in the name of Jesus to this special service for us all here at Carey Baptist Church. I have to warn you, this will not be a short service like last week, okay? There's going to be quite a lot to fit in this morning. But this is our 342nd birthday. 342nd birthday. And hasn't time flown? Seems only yesterday that Baptists started worshipping in Old Hemel. That was around the time that King Charles II had a monopoly on the British slave trade. Also, 1679 was the year that habeas corpus was first passed into law properly, formally. Those are the days, eh? Seems only 2 minutes ago. Well, today is a day of celebration when we remind ourselves of Carey's covenant promises to God and to each other and to creation. And as a sign of this covenant, we'll break bread and drink wine together. God's new covenant with all creation, sealed with the blood of Jesus. We have this anchor, this firm foundation. We can have confidence to approach God because Jesus has opened the way for us. Thanks be to the Lord. One of the things we will do today is dedicate our new Bibles. And we'll celebrate this library, which tells the amazing story of God's dealings with all of creation and with his people. And as we emerge from this, the worst of COVID, we will come together to celebrate God's faithfulness to us. Something else we're going to do today is to celebrate the many cultures represented in our fellowship. We already do this with a number of cultures represented on our leadership, but there is a growing sense that we should do more to celebrate both our diversity and our unity in Christ. I did a count, and there are at least 16 cultures and nationalities represented in our fellowship at the moment, and possibly more. Jamaica, Brazil, Nigeria, Uganda, South Africa, Ghana, China, Hong Kong, Sri Lanka, Pakistan, Turkey, Ukraine, Slovakia, Scotland, Ireland, Wales, and England. Apologies if I've missed anybody. but we all belong to the international family of God. Hallelujah. That's something to celebrate in itself. God's purpose is to bring all creation, all our warring nations, together around God's table, together under one head. And his name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And now at this moment, since we're talking about being together, let's welcome our Zoomers this morning. Pat, Norman and Teen. And we have Miss Brent. Tam's in as well, with armour, and we have Christine, and there's somebody there I can't quite see, who's kind of hidden behind a piece of paper or something, that's Margaret Savage, is it? Okay, right, yes, okay, wonderful, okay, it's good to see you all, welcome to you as well. Well, we're going to begin our worship this morning with a song that we're going to try and sing in different languages. So we're going to build up, it's going to start quietly, the first verse will be in Urdu, one of the languages of Pakistan, the second verse in Sinhala, one of the languages of Sri Lanka, the third verse in English, and then the first verse again, we'll try and sing in different languages together. That's the theory anyway. We'll try this. So I don't know if Obed and others who are able to sing in Urdu, and then Shami is going to come and help us as well. And hopefully we'll have the words up in English and different languages up on our screen as well. So. I think Robert is going to start us. So this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice. We will rejoice and be glad in it.
Yehi wo din, yehi wo din, jo Khudawand ka hai, jo Khudawand ka hai. Hum honge shaad, hum honge shaad, aur khushi karenge, aur khushi karenge. Yehi wo din jo Khudawand ka hai. Hum honge shaad aur khushi karenge. Yehi wo din, yehi wo din.
Thank you, Abed and Rifat. Thank you. Sorry, Robert. Yeah, we just have to wait a minute while the words aren't quite up on the screen yet. So we get the words in Sinhala up in the screen. So Augie and Shami can sing them for us.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks, Colin. Okay. It's just two lines. Medavase, samidun, sadu, priti vebu, api samodena. That's one which is being repeated. Thank you. Okay, Robert, we are ready.
Medavase, samidun, sadu, priti vemu. Priti bemu api samadena, api samadena. Medavase samidun sadu. Priti bemu api samadena. Medavase samidun sadu.
The third verse. Oh yes, this is the day when the Spirit came. So let's sing this together. This is the day. This is the day when the Spirit came. When the Spirit came, we shall rejoice. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. And be glad in it. This is the day when the Spirit came. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. Hey, this is the day when the Spirit came.
And verse one all together, whatever language you choose.
This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made. We will rejoice, we will rejoice, and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made.
Amen. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we rejoice today in your goodness. We thank you for your faithfulness to us today and throughout all the generations. And Lord, also today, we want to express our sorrow. We come together to express our sense of sadness about what is going on in our world. So Lord, we pray for the family of Sir David Amos, MP, for the five people in Norway killed on the streets, for the young man stabbed in London. The list could go on. So, Lord, as we rejoice with one another, we also mourn with those who are mourning on this day. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your Holy Spirit amongst us. Thank you for the gift of Jesus. We thank you for the gift of each other on this anniversary Sunday. Amen. And now we sing, God is our strength and refuge. A well-known tune. God is in the midst.
midst of her, she shall not be moved. God's help is swiftly given, thrones vanish at his presence. God the Lord of hosts is with us evermore. Come see the works of our Maker, learn of his deeds all-powerful. Moses is across the world when he shatters the spear.
Please be seated. Right, well, we're now going to move on to dedicating our Bibles this morning, our new Bibles. So on this anniversary Sunday, we're celebrating that we are the people, a people of God's Word. And by dedicating some new pew Bibles and giving a special dedication to our new lectern Bible, that's what we're going to be doing this morning. And first of all, Elizabeth is going to come to give us a little of the backstory to these new Bibles. And then Elizabeth is going to pray for these new pew Bibles and about our use of this amazing resource and inspiration, which we too often take for granted, that we might be not just listeners and hearers of the word, but doers of God's word as well. But over to Elizabeth now.
Good morning. The story of the new Bibles is aptly named, as it's been a long 2-year protracted journey. And here is an overview of that journey. We, Kerry Church, collectively made the decision to update the Pew Bibles in 2019. A selection of Bibles were displayed and questionnaires were completed. Donations for the purchase of the Bibles followed. The findings of the questionnaires were presented to the minister and deacons during the first lockdown, who, based on the findings, agreed to purchase the NIV, that's a New International Version Bible. Now, this is where it gets tricky. The results of the questionnaire. To give all the statistical data will be lengthy and boring. Add to it the risk of sounding like a judge at the Eurovision Song Contest, as in the Netherlands, Acht, Sweden. So in order to avoid this, I'm just going to cover quickly two sections of the questionnaires. And the first is the choice of Bible. 22 people chose the International Version, 8 people the Good News Bible, 2 either version, 2 went with the majority, 1 the English Standard Version, which was not included in the questionnaire. However, the NIV is their second choice. Of the 34 questionnaires completed, 26 people in the church voted for the NIV Bible. The second section being covered posed the following two questions. Do you use a Pew Bible? 15 answered yes. Not often and listen, 15. The second result opens up the potential for both Bible and on-screen readings to work in conjunction with each other. All aspects of the data were noted and considered. The aim was to purchase 40 Bibles, 75 Bibles were purchased. 40 are in the 9 font, that is the 9 print, and 27 the 11 font, that's the 11 print size. These are the 2 print sizes most voted for. Donations totaled £550. Replacing the Bibles was a team effort, which would not have been possible without the input of others. Bookkeeping, ordering, transporting, and setting out the Bibles, the questionnaires, printing, and engaging one-to-one with the contents. 2 our minister, deacons, and secretary, a big thank you. To you, the congregation who entered into the project with gusto. Discussions took place in the memorial hall, people engaging with print size, quality of paper, weight, and contents in the Bible. To all who freely and with kindness gave donations, you exceeded expectations. You excelled in generosity. Thank you. I am humbled. Now, this is my Bible. And a non-successful trip to London to the Church House bookshop in 2016 did not produce the Bible I sought. Finally, this Bible was found in a church Bible shop near the John Wesley tree where he preached in Stony Stratford. This Bible was chosen mainly because, as well as including my Christian brothers, it included and spoke of me and to me as a Christian female. You, the people of Kerry, chose the same Bible, but for many different and varied reasons. And finally, today, the journey that started 2 years ago in 2019 is finalized. The dedication. Will you now join with me quietly in prayer as I dedicate the Bibles to God? Heavenly Father, we, Kerry Church, come before you to dedicate the Bibles to your glory. To thank you, Lord, for your many blessings, for your light, which has seen us through many dark days. Father God, we ask you now to come once more in power and breathe your life into the living word in these Bibles, to breathe the life of the Holy Spirit through your message into each of us, your church. To restore those whose faith has gone dull, to bring alive your people in a new way, and to be with us, to be a guiding light for us through the journey of the transformation of your church, Kerry. Amen.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Thanks for sharing that with us. I'm glad to hear that our choice of Bible has a link with John Wesley, however tenuous, but that's wonderful. Now we come to the dedication of the new lectern Bible here in front of me, which has been dedicated to the memory of one of our late members, Jean Smith. And I'm especially glad today that Jean's cousin Maureen and two of Jean's closest friends, Barbara and Angie, are here also to witness this. Jean departed this world nearly 2 years ago, and we discovered that she left a very generous gift to Kerry. Now, I can imagine Jean telling me off for actually making a fuss about this. despite all she did, she was a very humble woman. But let me read you the dedication in this Bible, and then we'll pray. And during our prayers, we will give thanks for Jean, as well as for the many other members whom Kerry has lost over the last 2 years. This Bible was given for the use of the Fellowship of Kerry Baptist Church, Hemel Hempstead, in loving memory of Jean Smith, 4th of June 1933 to the 22nd of November 2019, a faithful servant of God, her church and her community, 2021. Thanks be to God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, precious to us and many millions of people across this world. And we thank you for this Bible, and we dedicate it to you, Lord, in memory of our dear sister, Jean Smith. We thank you for Jean, all that she was, and the precious memory we hold of her. And now we mention in prayer other names and give thanks for them, and we pray for their families as we mention them. Ruth Masters, Joan Tomlin, Michael Putnam, Joss Harris, Jill Wilson, Pam Hoare, Robert Bullock, Phyllis Horrod. We thank you, Lord. Amen. And now Jill is going to remind us of the Book of Remembrance. I thought it was a timely moment to do this on our anniversary service, and also when we're thinking about those who've just gone before us. Thank you, Jill.
I'm sure some of you who haven't been with us for very long have just wondered what the book was that was on the table over there as you passed it on your way through to the back to get your coffee. It is the Kerry Remembrance Book, and I call it a work in progress because obviously it never ends. In here, what I've tried to do is not just record when people passed on and perhaps, if I'm lucky, the date they were born and the date of that they were deceased. I've also tried to put something in about the person as they're remembered, as they affected the church, as they affected our community, anything that I could find that was relevant and would tell us a little bit more about the person. Colin's just spoken about Jean Smith, and she was one of the recent entries that I've put in the book. But the book goes right back. It goes back to, I think, the first person is something like, 1912, on the death of the minister at that time in this church, the Reverend Wright Robinson. And I discovered when looking up and researching, it's been a fascinating story doing all the research as well, that he was the one responsible for these wonderful texts that have been put up there. But he cared very much about the welfare of his people, of the people of the church at that time. And he decided to brighten things up for them and give them texts that were meaningful. And so that's something that he did. So the book starts at 1912. And I found as I was going forwards and looking at people, I got the information from books that past ministers had written on the church, from our grapevine that's been going for many, many years, the newsletters and all the minutes of various deacons and members' meetings that are stored somewhere up in the cupboard, up in the hall. And I was just fascinated, really fascinated by what I learned. We had ministers, not ministers, sorry, deacons, who were also mayor of the borough. We had deacons who were also JPs. We had people in the church who had done amazing things for our community. And so this is a record of all that they've done as well. The one that I've been working on recently is, of course, Michael Putnam. And my job with him was to get it down from the pages I could have written to just about, like just over half a page, so it didn't sort of stand out from all the others in the book. What I want to say, though, is that anybody can ask for someone to be put in the book. It's usually for members and attenders of the church and families of those and anyone who has a connection, a serious connection to Carey, is welcome to ask to have their name in the book. I may then ask you for some information. I can't really start until I know some dates, but it's open, it's a work in progress, and please come to me or let me know in some way if you would like someone's name added to it. Thank you. Oh, the other thing is that I always open it, I try to open it on the date, that is the date of the Sunday that we're here. So obviously today's is open on one of the October pages.
Thank you, Jill.
Thanks so much for sharing about the Book of Remembrance. That story of Wright, Reverend Wright Robinson was an interesting one. There's just so much history to research, and thanks very much for all that you continue to do on the Book of Remembrance, Jill. Yes, so we've been, just before we have our first reading from our new pulpit Bible, I'm just going to pray for the youth church. You're going to go to their group now. So let's pray together just before they disappear. Heavenly Father, we've been thinking of those who have gone before us. And Lord, now we pray for those who have their whole lives ahead of them. And we pray for your young people, that they too, that the young people here, that they too would be hearers and doers of your word. So Lord, we ask your blessing upon them and upon their leaders now, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Okay. So if Youth Church want to make your way to the back, we've got Aki going as well, and Helen, thank you.
Our first reading is from John's Gospel, chapter 15, and verses 1 to 12. And it's on page 1083. Of our New Testament Bible. The vine and the branches. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. May the Lord bless this reading to us.
Thank you, David. Now for something a little bit different. We're celebrating this morning our original cultures. So I've asked someone to come and sing a Yorkshire song. So Yorkshire lass is singing a Yorkshire song. And I've also asked for this to be sung because I associate this song with Heather Club. And Heather Club, of course, next month, the very next month, is celebrating its 40th anniversary. So I thought it'd be a good opportunity for us to be reminded of that on our anniversary as well. So this is Angie, and she's going to sing to us When Father Painted the Parlour. And you can join in with the chorus as well. So, yeah. What's not to like?
He's just stolen my introduction. Because when he asked me to sing, I immediately sent back and said, when I needed a neighbour, Lord of the Dance. And he came back and he said, no, I want you to sing When Father Painted the Parlour, because that's what he associates me and the Heather Club with. And can I just say, it's always been a privilege to sing at the Heather Club. Our parlour needed papering, and Pa thought it a waste to call the paper hangers in, and so he made some paste. He bought some rolls of new paper, a ladder and a brush, and with me mother's nightgown on at it, he did rush. When Father painted the parlour, you can see Pa for paste, dabbing it here, dabbing it there, paste and paper everywhere. Mother was stuck to the ceiling, the kids were stuck to the floor. I've never seen a family that was so stuck up before. Na na, na na. The pattern was blue roses with leaves of red and brown. It stuck it on the wrong way up, so now we walk upside down. And when it came to trim the edges of it with the shears, the cat got underneath it and we cut off both its ears. When Father painted the parlour, you can see Pa for paste, dabbing it here, dabbing it there, paste and paper everywhere. Mother was stuck to the ceiling, the kids were stuck to the floor. I've never seen a family that was so stuck up before. Na na, na na. Soon Father fell down the stairs and dropped his paper hanger's can on little Henrietta, who was sitting there with a young man. The paste took them together and we thought it'd be for life. We had to fetch the padre in to make them man and wife. When Father painted the parlour, you can see Pa for paste, dabbing it here, dabbing it there, paste and paper everywhere. Mother was stuck to the ceiling, the kids were stuck to the floor. I've never seen a family that was so stuck up before. Na na, na na. We're never going to move away from this house anymore. Me father's gone and stuck the chairs and tables to the floor. We can't find our piano, though it's broad and rather tall. We think it's neath the paper Father stuck onto the wall. When Father painted the parlour, you can see Pa for paste, dabbing it here, dabbing it there, paste and paper everywhere. Mother was stuck to the ceiling, the kids were stuck to the floor. I've never seen a family that was so stuck up before. Na na, na na. Now Father's sticking in the pub through treading in the paste, and all the family's so upset they've all gone pasty-faced. When Pa said now that Ma has spread the news from north to south, he wished he'd saved a drop of paste to put in me mother's mouth. When Father painted the parlour, you can see Pa for paste, dabbing it here, dabbing it there, paste and paper everywhere. Mother was stuck to the ceiling, the kids were stuck to the floor. I've never seen a family that was so stuck up before. Now really need you to sing with me now. Na na, last chorus. Na na. Father painted the parlour, you couldn't see half the paste. Dabbing it here, dabbing it there, paste and paper everywhere. Mother was stuck to the ceiling, the kids were stuck to the floor. I've never seen a family that was so stuck up. Be na 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 na. That's it.
Thank you, Angie. That's wonderful. Very memorable. Our second reading, 1 Corinthians 12. I think Hilary is going to come and read this for us.
Our second reading can be found on page 1153. The first book of Paul to letter of Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 12, verses 12 to 27. Unity and diversity in the body. Just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit, so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free. And we were all given the one Spirit to drink. And so the body is not made up of one part, but of many. Now, if the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. And the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And the parts that we think are less honourable, we treat with special honour. And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty, while our presentable parts need no special treatment. But God has put the body together, giving greater honour to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honoured, every part rejoices with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. Thanks be to God.
My talk this morning is entitled, Are You a Remainer? Now, for some people, Remainer became a bit of a swear word. Similarly, others have felt the same about Brexit. Well, sorry to mention the B word right at the start of today's talk, but please don't switch off. Now, I'd forgotten this, but when my family got together ahead of the vote on Brexit, we had to agree not to mention it. It was such a divisive topic for us as a family. A bit like the English Civil Wars, it split the nation almost down the middle, like a tree struck by lightning and split in two from top to bottom. It divided families and communities and churches. This was after a debate which generated more heat than light, and far too much fear and rage. And we're still living in the turbulence produced by this change, this decision, like a boulder being hurled into a pond, if you like. Now, we're used to this with our Yarboo politics, but we heard far too many false promises, too many slogans. Well, here's another slogan, but this one we need to hear and take to heart. Something for us all to reflect upon and consider properly. But there is a difference. This one is true. Jesus said, I am the true vine, and you are the branches. Jesus called his followers then to remain in the vine. Jesus calls us today to remain in God's love in Jesus. Now, it's difficult to miss this message in John 15. The word remain occurs 9 times in just 8 verses. Remain, 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 remain. Do you get the message? But I have to take issue with that particular word, if you like. It's a very passive, very insipid word even. To me, it feels like a word without much substance. It could give the impression that we are called to be spiritual sofa surfers, Christian couch potatoes even. Other translations use the words to dwell or abide, and those are more helpful, I think. But I love the Message Bible's take on this. Jesus said, make yourselves at home with me. And Paul's image of the human body is helpful here too. Imagine yourself for a moment as an artery in the human body, a blood vessel very close to the heart. We are meant to both receive the goodness God sends our way, and we're meant to pass this on to the rest of the body too. It's a habitual practice, daily, repeatedly, something we live to do moment by moment, something we do without thinking in the end, to remain in Jesus, to both experience and to pass on the love of God. So I ask you again, are you a remainer? God wants you to be one. God wants you to be close to heaven on one hand and to your neighbor on the other. We like that song, don't we? Make me a channel of your peace. Make me a channel of your love. Whatever you're sending, God, help me to be part of that movement from heaven to earth and around the earth and back to heaven again. Here's my second question this morning. This one is related to Paul's picture of the body of Christ, and it's this. Where is your sense of smell today? Some people who have had COVID have lost their sense of smell and also taste for some. Some seem to have lost it more permanently. But here's the thing. It's only when we lose something that we realize how important it is. This summer, Carey received a word from the Lord, a challenge to make us think, to increase our prayers. A word which told us that somewhere we were missing something. The body of Christ here was experiencing some kind of lack, some kind of deficit. This means that this body is not functioning to its full potential. Now, it felt right to mention this at our anniversary service, an important moment in the life of this church. So where's the lack? I've already made one suggestion, a lack of faith or vision, perhaps. There might also be this. My observation is that there are plenty of people who attend Carey, yet perhaps don't yet feel they fully belong. That could be down to a lack of welcome, perhaps, here. It might also be because people don't know where they fit. Paul identified this kind of thinking. People thinking that because I'm not an eye, I don't really belong here. I don't feel I have much to contribute. Well, I want to encourage us all today. Each of us have something to give. No one should be discounted, and no one should discount themselves. If you believe in Jesus, you are part of the vine. Each of us is a vital part of the body. There may be those who feel they can't do any more. People who, due to work or community or family commitments, are feeling pretty exhausted and run down. People who feel they have nothing left to give. If that's you, I would just say this. Give what you can, not what you can't. This is the time of year when we look at the church appointments list. Horrors. Horrors. And as always, there are gaps, big gaps to fill on the leadership team. But most glaringly of all, we have gaps to fill for leaders and helpers for junior church and youth church. You might feel, well, I couldn't possibly do that. Well, how about this? With God's help, perhaps you could. We clearly have a lack of children and young people here, and that may simply be because we lack people willing to work with them on Sunday mornings. God wants you to be part of this growing vine. God wants you to help grow the body of Christ here in this corner of Hemel Hempstead. Now, one of the things about growth, growth of our bodies or growth of plants, is that we don't notice it, do we, really? It happens slowly, very gradually. We don't always spot the growth, the progress that we're making. Well, let me remind you, I think it was 3 years ago, around our anniversary service, I preached a sermon on Isaiah's promise that we would be called repairer of broken walls. People here responded generously, and now look, we have a new front wall. Hallelujah. Now, this is not just about appearances. Let's be clear about that. This is a safe wall as opposed to an unsafe wall. That's something to be grateful for. I never thought I would give thanks to God for a wall, but we should. We should perhaps even dedicate it and pray over it like we dedicated the Bibles this morning. We might need to. Some cars are already parking very close to the new wall. We need to get those bollards on in fairly soon, I think. Something else I must mention, also about our church front. Just this week, Colin and I did a double act. We met someone at the front of the church. We met someone from Bellway, the developers who are building those flats at the rear of West Harts College. Get this, listen up, people. They have offered to pay for new, bigger notice boards for the church. Something we've been wondering and praying about for many years. These will include a detachable board to advertise the new flats for them. And they've offered to pay us a monthly fee for this advertising too. How about that? That's beyond an answer to prayer. God knows what we need before we ask it. Now, I know, our treasury team will say, let's not get too excited. We need to see the money in the bank before we can really give thanks. Fair point. But pardon the pun. The signs are that God is at work in both ordinary and extraordinary ways. God is at work doing a new thing right here. And there are further exciting developments, other announcements I look forward to sharing with you, but that's for the future. Do you want to have a bigger share of what God is doing in this part of town? What can I say except get on board? Don't count yourself out, count yourself in. Do you want to grow with the body of Christ here at Carey? Do you want to remain in the love of Jesus? Do you want to bear good fruit? Jesus encourages us to do just this, because he is the vine and our Heavenly Father is the gardener. One last picture story for you. This summer, I tried to grow some sunflowers. Now, I know a lot of you will probably look puzzled and think, well, that's not difficult. Okay, not difficult. Easy. Somehow the seeds I put in the pots didn't want to grow for whatever reason. I don't know. I'm guessing it might have been the soil. I didn't use compost. I thought I would save some money and just dig up some soil and put them in the pots there. Big mistake. Perhaps I didn't water them enough. I don't know, whatever it was, but they didn't grow. But here's the thing. Just in the last few weeks, two sunflowers have sprung up out of a drain in our patio. That's God saying, nah, look what I can do, okay? Look what I can do. There's even a tomato plant growing there. I don't know how that got there, but anyway, so God knows what he's doing. He can grow stuff in what look like impossible situations. And that's true for each of us and for Carey too. Let me remind you of what Paul says. God has placed the parts of the body just as he wanted them to be. God has put the body together, giving greater honor to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. And let me finish by saying this. Today, make yourself at home with Jesus. Today and in the coming days, make yourself at home at Carey. Thanks be to God for his welcome to us all. Thanks be to God for his living word. Amen. Now I'm going to ask someone who's very recently joined the fellowship here at Carey to come forward. And we've got his guitar up here already. So we're just going to welcome Andre this morning. Andre, yep, if you want to come stand here, they've got a microphone there for you for this first bit. Anyway. So welcome in the name of Jesus. Bless you. Okay, well, just stand here for the moment. That's right. Yes, and then we'll, yeah, that's right. Because I'm just going to read your testimony. that you shared with me. Okay. Yep. Yeah, that's right. I'll read it. That's right. Yes. Yes. Because Andre is still learning English, but he's doing well. But let me just read you Andre's story. I was born into an Orthodox family. My mother and younger brother went to church every Sunday. My grandmother taught me to pray the Our Father prayer and the prayer to the Virgin Mary. We did everything as we were taught, and I thought that was enough to deserve salvation. But after my grandmother's death, my mother began to think more deeply about spiritual things. One day she met a man on the road who was looking for a street. She went with him to show him, and while they were walking, they started talking about God. He told her, "If you seek God, you will surely find God." My mother thought about these words and began to read the Bible. About 5 months passed and my mother went to a new job. There she met a believing woman who told her that if she was interested, she could come to her meeting and see. When my mother went to that meeting of the believers, it turned out that the man she met on the road months before went to the same meeting. This was a Baptist church. My mother really liked the people there and she started going regularly. Once she invited me to go with her, I said I would never go to the believers in my life. I started smoking at that time. I like to drink too. But my mother prayed for me. Then every time she invited me to the meeting, I went to the meeting out of respect for my mother. I liked it there and went again and started reading the Bible. And from that moment, I realized that I was not living well. Sometime later, I was at home and wanted to sing a song about Jesus Christ, about his suffering. I felt the Holy Spirit touch my heart. And I started crying because I was very ashamed of my life. Seeing me crying, my mother thought I was sick and gave me a pill. But I said I was fine. I was just crying because I'd realized how great a sinner I was. I knelt down with her and my brother and began to repent. I prayed nonstop for 1.5 hours. My mother could not pray for that long, so she said, "Amen." I would still be praying now if my mother had not stopped me then. Okay. After that, I had a great desire to tell everyone about the Lord. I told my friends, and my friends asked me questions about believing in Jesus. After a while, my good friend also believed in the Lord, he and his wife and 3 children. I've been used by God to lead worship singing in my church. My pastor and I have traveled to share the good news of Jesus, including a missionary trip to Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, Dushanbe. I'm very happy to have come to believe in God. I'm glad to have found your church, and I always want to glorify my God, so I thank you for giving me this opportunity to sing. Briefly about myself, I'm 39 years old. I have a wife named Irina, and I have 3 children, one girl we have fostered. She lost her parents due to alcohol and drug addiction when she was just 9. God moved our hearts to take her into our home. I'm here in England because it is very difficult in Ukraine now. I worked as a firefighter, and everything was fine. But all 63 workers were fired from this job because the state is not able to pay. We were fired after not being paid for 3 months. We ended up having to borrow a lot of money from the bank. I did not want to leave the family, but we had no other choice. I believe that God will help me make money and return to my family. I really like your church. May God bless you and all your families. With respect, to your brother, Andre. Bless you, Andre. Thank you for sharing your story with us. Very sorry to hear what brings you here, but actually we're glad that God has led you here, and we believe that God will provide. We'll pray that God will provide for you, and that God will return you to your family and your home in Ukraine. But actually, we're going to hopefully show a couple of some photos of the church in Ukraine that Andrei belongs to. This is it. This is near Lvov, isn't it? Lvov, did you say? Oh, very, very close to Lvov, which is not far from the Polish border. Yes, sir. Okay, right. Yes, yes, with a Hogwarts T-shirt. Right. Okay. Yep. Yep. Right. Okay. Yeah. His daughter. Right. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's lovely. That's Irina. Irina. Right. Okay. That's your wife. Yeah. 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 Okay. Wonderful. This is a Christmas service for us. Right. Yes. Yes. With you leading the worship there. That's right. Yes. Okay. Wonderful. Right. But now you're going to lead us in some worship. Aren't you? You're going to sing a song in Ukrainian that we'll recognize, actually, but we're going to sing it. Well, Andrew's going to sing it to us in Ukrainian. And then we're going to sing another song in English, which we actually aren't familiar with, but we're going to learn hopefully this morning. So, okay. Thanks, Andrew. Bless you.
Mm-hmm. Ти Господь всього, цар по всій землі, над гірським струмком, над сонцем в небесах. І у мене є одна мета, будь царем мого життя, царюй, Господь, царюй мені в веселі дні, і в дні сумні ти, Пан всього, моїм житті. Завжди, Господь, царюй мені, хай в усіх думках, хай в усіх словах сяє, Господи, твоя краса, бо для мене ти важливіший всього. Будь царем життя мого, царюй, Господь, царюй мені в веселі дні, і в дні сумні ти, Пан всього, моїм житті. Завжди, Господь, царюй мені. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord, His mercy is more, stronger the darkness, new every morn. Our sins, they are many, His mercy is more. What love could remember, no wrongs we have done, omniscient, all knowing, He cast no the sun through me into the sea, the bottom her shore. Our sins, they are many, His mercy is more. Praise the Lord, His mercy is more. Stronger the darkness, new every morn. Our sins, they are many, His mercy is more. What patience would wait as we constantly room. What Father so tender is calling us home. He welcomes the weak as the vile as the poor. Our sins, they are many, His mercy is more. Praise the Lord, His mercy is more. Stronger the darkness, new every more. Our sins, they are many, His mercy is more. What riches so kindness, He love He show us. His blood with payments, He love for the cause. With thoughtness her shown. Our sins, they are many, His mercy is more. Praise the Lord, His mercy is more. Stronger the darkness, new every morn. Our sins, they are many, His mercy is more.
Thank you, Andre. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Our sins, they are many, His mercy is more. We're going to bring forward the offering now, and as we do that, we're going to also join in prayer for Andre and his family and his church. But let's bring the offering forward now. Heavenly Father, we know that we owe you a debt that we can never afford to repay. But Lord, this is part of our way of saying thank you to you. Lord, help us to be an offering to you. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for Andre, for his family, for his church. And Lord, we do pray that you would provide for him, that you would provide for his family, that they would see you answering our prayers. And Lord, we pray that he'll be able to return to Ukraine and rejoice with the wider family, your wider family. Lord, we thank you for his, all that he's shown, all that he's shared with us this morning of his story, how God has led him to this place. And Lord, we do pray that you would continue to lead him and us on from here. Amen. Brother, sister, let me serve you. This is a hymn we're going to sing just before we read our covenant together, just before we break bread and drink wine together. So, brother, sister, let me serve you.
Brother, sister, let me serve you. Let me be as Christ to you. Pray that I may have the grace to let you be my servant too. We are pilgrims on a journey. We are brothers on the road. We are here to help each other walk the mile and bear the load. I will hold the Christ light for you in the night time of your fear. I will hold my hand out to you, speak the peace you long to hear. I will weep when you are weeping, when you laugh, I'll laugh with you. I will share your joy and sorrow till we've seen this journey through. When we sing to God in heaven, we shall find such harmony. Born of all we've known together, of Christ's love and agony. Brother, sister, let me serve you. Let me be as Christ to you. Pray that I may have the grace to let you be my servant too.
Amen. Please be seated. Now we're going to prepare to read the covenant together, and there will be some words that we'll join together to say at the end of this covenant. So we have Kathleen here and Shami here to represent the leadership and the membership of this church. Lord God, Heavenly Father, since you've called us through Christ to share in the fellowship of his church, we take upon ourselves with joy the challenge of obedience, and for the love of you, declare our intention to seek you and do your perfect will. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. As the people of God, we shall commit ourselves to Jesus Christ anew, joyfully affirming our faith in God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as we once again make our covenant promises together.
We promise to worship God in spirit and in truth, to ensure we attend communion as often as we can, and to support those who have submitted themselves to believers' baptism. And we promise to love one another as Jesus himself loved all people, and to do all we can to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bonds of peace.
We promise to do our share of supporting the work of CARE by gifts of service and money, according to the gifts and wealth God has given us. And we promise to play our part whenever possible in church meetings, so that together we can discern God's will for our fellowship.
We promise by God's grace, following the example of Jesus and by the Holy Spirit living within us, to live by the highest standards of Christian conduct, so that the name of God will be glorified and the Church of Christ be honored among all people. And we promise, in view of the place of high esteem Jesus gave to all little ones, to nurture, protect, and hold in safekeeping all children and young people in our fellowship, along with others who are more vulnerable in our world.
We promise to make the most of every opportunity to love and pray for people, to win disciples for Jesus Christ, and build up fellowship of Carey. We promise to accept Christians of every race and background as our brothers and sisters in Christ, and to work towards closer unity of the whole church, locally and internationally. And we are an eco church. So we promise in the name of our Creator to be careful not to waste this world's precious resources, being wise in seeking to reduce our environmental impact, and gentle in actively seeking to lessen the threats to our fellow creatures.
So I invite you, everyone here, to stand. Hopefully you'll be able to read those words. If you feel appropriate, you don't have to join what we're saying these words, but let's say these words together. Together and individually, by God's grace and relying on the power of the Spirit, which raised Jesus from the dead, we promise to live according to this calling, to live as the people of God. We offer to God what we have and what we are in service to the King of Kings. And all of this under the abiding sense of the wonder of God's grace given to us freely through Jesus Christ, the head of the church, whom we acknowledge as our Saviour and Lord.
Amen.
Amen. We are the body of Christ. In the one Spirit we were baptized into one body. Let us then pursue all that makes for peace and builds up our common life. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Amen. If you'd like to, you have an opportunity now to greet the people around you, to say hello, bless you, whatever. So, do that now for a few moments before we
should go in.
Should I keep you together? Bless you, Shabby. Bless you. Okay. Bless you. Bless you, everybody. Okay. Hopefully, you'll have a bit more time for a bit more of a chat later on. So, if you'd like to resume your seats. So now let us break bread and drink wine together. There is an open invitation to this table, to all those who love the Lord Jesus and seek to follow Jesus in their daily lives. Jesus said, "This is my body, broken for you." We know that we are the body of Christ, as we've just been reminded. Jesus said, "This is my blood poured out for you." Heavenly Father, we offer our lives as a spiritual sacrifice to the Lord as we gather around this table. This bread and wine are the source of our oneness, our togetherness, the place of our healing, reconciliation, and forgiveness. And I should mention this, I should have mentioned earlier, but I meant to mention earlier, there will be people available at the front of the church at the end of the service to pray for you, to pray with you. If there are anything that you'd like prayer for, there will be people available at the end of this service. So this is the place of our healing, our reconciliation, our forgiveness. Thanks be to God. Let's be quiet for a moment as we reflect upon the meaning of this bread and wine, and then Margaret will lead us in a prayer of thanks.
Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly gather round your table, grateful to accept your generous invitation to join with you. Today, we meet as a fellowship, remembering almost 350 years when your servants have gathered here or nearby in witness to their faith in you. We are thankful for them and their commitment to following in the path that Jesus has taught us. This also makes us think of your great sacrifice that Jesus made to set us free. Bread of the world, in mercy broken. Wine of the soul, in mercy shed. By whom the words of life were spoken, and in whose life our sins are dead. Look on the heart by sorrow broken. Look on the tears by sinners shed. And be this feast to us the token that by your grace our souls are fed. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. This is the bread of life, which is for you. Please take and eat with thanksgiving. This is the blood of Christ shed for you and for many. We'll retain the cup and we'll drink together as a sign of our oneness in Christ. You are the vine, we are the branches. Thanks be to God. Let us now join together in some prayers. I'm going to read the Lord's Prayer slowly, so we're not actually going to read this together, but if you like, you can fill in the gaps, the bits of silence between each part of this prayer. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Our closing hymn, 633 in Baptist Praise and Worship, Made in God's Image.
Made in God's image, woman and man, this is the wholeness, God's human plan. Brother and sister, daughter and son, here is a family made to be one. We need each other, old folk and young, sharing together life from the sun. This is the meaning, prize to be won.
Here is a family made to be one. Dapple creation, diverse its ways. Colors and cultures offer their praise. Gathered together under the sun. Here is a family made to be one. Praise to the Father and to the Son. Praise to the Spirit, our God is one. Here is our vision, new world begun. Here is a family made to be one.
Just before the blessing, a quick reminder, there will be two people over here and two people over here to pray with people at the end if you'd like to receive some prayers. This is Light Up the World by John Polhill from this A Heart for Creation book. Loving God, by whose great generosity we are granted the gift of life, so breathe on the spark of your presence within us that we burn with a flame of love that banishes our fear and lights up the world around us. We ask this in the name of Jesus, the light and life of the world. Amen. Thank you.